25 minutes past three. This is Charlie on your radio till six. Joined in the studio now by Poppy Phillips. Hello, Poppy.
Hello.
Now, you're in the production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat that's happening in the Brentwood Centre.
Yes, I am. I'm in the choir, and I find it very fun because you don't have to sing loud, and like you're like sort of like singing in a massive group.
Is that like singing in an assembly where you can pretend to sing?
Yeah, sort of, but I try my hardest to remember all the words.
Do you know what I used to do when I was young? I used to hate singing in assembly. We used to just mouth it and pretend, and then when the teacher walked past, we'd have to just pretend to sing, and then project our voice for a few seconds as the teacher walked past, and then when they walked away, we'd just mime it again. That's not what you do, though, is it?
No.
No. Do you have to have a really good singing voice to do what you do?
I'd say not really, because there's three different parts. You can have the bass, the middle, and the sopranos, which is low, normal, and high. So there's like different sections to suit your voice properly. So I think that's better because you don't have to worry if you can't sing high or you can't sing low.
Because I guess the boys do the low parts and the girls do the high bits.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And you and I have got something in common because this week we've both had a selfie with Chesney Hawkes.
Yes. I did mine on Monday when we first met him after the rehearsals.
Snap. Because he came in here for a little chat with one of our other presenters and he stood in front of our sign 6 foot away from you. Yeah. He looked like he just got off his motorbike. And the thing is, how old are you?
10.
10. So when are you 11?
August.
Okay. When I was 11, he was number one in the charts. He was played at my school disco.
Wow.
So here's the thing, Poppy. When you get to be 37 years old, you might get to meet Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I quite like that.
That's the kind of experience I had the other day when he walked in, because he was played at my school disco. He watched me do the travel news. So what's he like to work with?
He's quite friendly and he's good at singing as well, so that makes it really good.
And is this something you want to pursue full-time maybe in the future when you're older, a bit of singing?
Yeah, I'd quite like to do that because it sort of allows me to be myself and singing. And like with different like songs, you can make yourself like feel, you can make your voice like sad, or like you can make your voice like happy or loud.
And is it really hard work?
Sometimes when we have to carry on doing the songs over and over again.
And does it hurt your voice? Do you actually have to have days where you just rest your voice and have like lemon tea and things?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Because when the songs are playing in the studio, I sometimes sing along. I sometimes think I'm not a bad singer. But then again, I'll probably go on something like X Factor and Simon Cowell will tell me that I'm absolute rubbish. Are you either born with it or you're not, or can you learn singing?
I think you can learn singing because like you get like special singing teachers which will help you to like get your voice better.
Okay. And talking of Taylor Swift, I said to you earlier, think of a song or an artist you like, and you did actually pick Tay-Tay, didn't you?
Yeah.
What do you like about Taylor Swift? Because she's everywhere, isn't she, these days? Her and her guitar, her and her emotions.
Because I think she can sing like a wide range of songs. So, well, they're mostly about like love and stuff like that.
Well, she's been in the news a lot, and all of her relationships and issues seem to come out in her music, don't they?
Yes.
But did you prefer her when she was back in her roots doing the country music stuff, or do you prefer the emotional relationship and That's Life type of song?
I think I prefer the emotional relationship.
Okay. What song have you chosen to play?
Blank Space by Taylor Swift, because last year I sang it a lot at my caravan site.
Okay, Poppy Phillips, thank you very much for coming in, and I wish you the best of luck with the production.
Thank you.
And tickets are still available, I think, aren't they?
Yes.
That's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which is taking place right now at the Brentwood Centre.